I want to talk to you about your folks put you on a plane and send you to America, and you wind up taking this bus trip to Memphis, Nashville, and you're very young doing that, and that's is that a case where rather than ask permission, ask for forgiveness later with your parents?
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize at the time. I thought it would be, you know, it's just nice and a fun thing to do to finally get there. And that was the cheapest way
for sure.
To get to Memphis, you know.
Now, you also attended college here in the States, at St. Louis, I mm-hmm. think. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. When I, a couple of years later, I decided to pick up some film studies, like acting and directing, and I went to Washington University in St. Louis, which was a great time and a great adventure and challenge as well. Because, you know, in my music, I like in the 50s and 60s, I've been focusing on every aspect of the performing arts, like dancing and, you know, music, acting. It came very natural to me to be there and do this. And
while in St. Louis, didn't you also meet Chuck Berry?
Yeah. I went to, it's the Blueberry Hill, that's right.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's still there, but it was the place. And Chuck Berry, they said sometimes he came by and appeared there. Actually, I saw him perform, and I got to meet him, and that was very special.
Now, you also have some background, attended some college or something on nutrition?
Yeah, but that's a totally different ballgame, and I don't write songs about that.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying that there's no part of your brain you left untapped, it seems like.
Oh, no, yeah. In that case, yeah, that's true. Yes, I did. I got my diplomas on it.
Good for you.
Well, thank you.
I want to talk about Elvis and this track you picked, His Hand in Mine. That mm-hmm. that is one that if you don't get moved by that, they need to check you for vitamins. Tell me about this song, His Hand in Mine, and what it means to you and how it wound up on our list.
What I just mentioned, when I was little, I got my dad's record player and some of his 45s, and a lot of them were Elvis, and I was really touched by his voice and his songs. And even though I was so little, he made a big impression on me, and I started listening to a lot of his material. And, the gospel records, every time I play them, I can just put them on repeat, and they fill you with so much light and love, and they're so beautifully recorded. And, another thing, Elvis, the only Grammys that he ever got were for his gospel recordings. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. By all accounts, he was very proud of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the songs are, so beautifully recorded with the Jordanaires, and it's so, it sounds contemporary, really. It's so clear and fresh. And His Hand in Mine is a special song that I really treasure. I love the words, and it's just got a personal meaning that I know why I picked it.
You may ask me how I know my Lord. Say and doubt the way I feel,
the way I feel.
But I know he's real today, he'll always be,
he'll always be.
I can feel his hand in mine, and that's he. He holds my hand. each step I take, and if I fall, I know he'll understand. Till the day he tells me why he loves me so,
he loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I will never walk. Step I take, and if I fall, I know he'll understand. Till the day he tells me why he loves me so,
he loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine, that's all.
Elvis with his hand in mine, and my goodness, to say there is a spiritual element to that is to understate it. I mean, it is spiritual in so many levels I'm talking about. And early this year, and boy, 2021 has been a unique year, obviously, but early this year, we featured the track from your album that you picked, the Larry Gatlin song, and that's high water there, Sue. That's one that just really stands out. It's one of my favorite tracks on the album.
Thank you. You know, actually, it was one of the first songs that I was thinking of if I wanted to do a classic song that came to mind, and I really felt it at the time. The lyrics, and I've just always loved the melody, and I recorded it with the backing singers, and it really started to fly, you know, recording that song, and I just really love it. It's one of my favorites too, actually.
Well, it's one of my go-tos, I call it. When I have the album with me in the car, it'll wind up getting two or three plays before I move on to the next track. It's a great song, and boy, those guys there in Memphis, they really put it out there.
Yeah, it's like every note they play, it comes from their soul. You can really feel it, and that's why it was so wonderful and great to record and work with them.
Well, the song, the first time I heard the song was by Larry Gatlin, and it was included on a Kris Kristofferson album, and I always thought that was a standout. You breathed a whole new life in it.
With a little bit of a Memphis sauce on it.
Yes, right? yes, you did. Well, we're going to treat our audience to it now. I'll let you introduce it.
Well, here's my version of Help Me.
Walking all alone. feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness. Let me see.